Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Well, I don't know if you've seen this, but what do you think about 51551? Starbucks in the US is to end its policy of allowing non-customers in the US to use its bathrooms. Now, I know this is a frustration for business here as well, with many finding that they're kind of picking up the slack for a lack of public toilets, especially for employees who might nurse a coffee in a cafe for 3 or 4 hours while they do a bit of work on Wi-Fi. And an awful lot more people are working from coffee shops, and that's putting pressure on them, and they're trying to stay open as well. And coupled with this, you have the trend of employers drawing a lot more people back into the office for 4 or 5 days even, and ending remote working. I'm joined by Caroline Reedy, who's Managing Director of the HR Suite and HR and Employment Law Expert. Caroline, you're very welcome to the programme.
A pleasure, Cormac. Good to talk to you.
Do you know what this looks like to me? It looks like that employers and shared spaces like cafes and so on are absolutely getting sick of remote working.
Yeah, there's a little bit of the pros and cons, isn't there? I mean, ultimately, I suppose there's huge benefits to the employee in relation to remote working. There's saving of energy commuting. There's, you know, the childcare, people have more time, etc. That's a proven fact that employees love it in lots of different scenarios. But I suppose when you think of the poor cafe that's struggling as it is already, and they've lost a lot of the people who were in the office, and now people are in 2 days or 3 days, but they have maybe an employee who is working from home but needs a change of scenery because they want to get out and about, buys one coffee, and 2 or 3 hours later, they're sitting there on their laptop taking up a very valuable turnaround for that cost for that cafe, especially with rising costs and all those kind of things. I think that's a fair argument for the coffee shop owner to expect that people will kind of utilize that more. And it also highlights the fact we need a lot more of these working hubs around the place where people can go and, you know, get out of the office, cheap option for people, and they've got that social engagement as well.
Yeah, but
and
do,
I think
do
there's
we need
a big
them?
Need of that.
Do we need them if the trend is towards ending remote working? I mean, JP Morgan, for example, in terms of bringing people back into the office, they said, we think it's the best way to run a company. As we've discussed before, they said the benefits of working together in person are substantial and irreplaceable. Are they right?
And I think JP Morgan have got such backlash. So they had to close down their internal employee notice option where people could put up comments because they got such a backlash to it. Because a lot of people, when you do, and a lot of companies we've seen make the business case that we want everybody back in the office. But if they make that decision, I think they're expecting we're going to lose a percentage of our workforce. And also, we're going to get the morale pushback, just like JP Morgan have. And the evidence shows that, yeah, there's benefits in having people together, particularly for collaboration and newbies who start, etc. But I don't think that solution is everybody back in the office 5 days. I think if we want to retain and attract the best talent, a balance, I think, is where we need to land. And I think JP Morgan's story is echoed right throughout the country. You know, if you want to tell everybody back in the office, they have to change their whole lives, their childcare, they miss the gym, all of the stuff that suits their life for the last couple of years. And that's a big ask of somebody.
And what rights do people really have here, Caroline? Or is there a power in saying we'll walk?
I would say for really good talent, Sarah, there's power in saying I'll walk. However, if there's a mandate that's company-wide like JP Morgan, they can't be selective to say, well, we'll keep Sarah because she's a star, but we'll let Johnny go because he's not. So I think, you know, it's without doubt, the rollback for a lot of companies that have seen this backlash has been right. Can we get some bit of a happy medium? Or else they're potentially looking to reduce headcount in specific areas of their business and they accept that that will happen.
Okay, look, I'd love to know what people think to 51551. The WhatsApp is 087032323232. But Caroline Reedy, Managing Director of the HR Suite, thank you very much.